The Senate gave final congressional approval today to a bill that would tighten the nation's campaign finance laws. The bill now goes to the White House, where President Bush is expected to sign it into law. Today's vote, 60 ayes to 40 nays, brings to fruition nearly 7 years of effort by the bill's main sponsors, Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
Ever since the late 1970s, advocates of tougher campaign finance laws have seen their bills voted down, talked to death, vetoed, or simply ignored. So this time, with the outcome clear to everyone, they didn't wait till the final vote to start celebrating.
It's not often that I am rendered speechless, and I'm sure that the affliction will not remain with me very long.
Senator McCain tried to thank everyone who's been with him on what he called the 7-year odyssey. That odyssey drew to an end early this afternoon on a procedural vote. McCain and Feingold had to win on a motion to cut off debate. They needed 60 votes. They expected 62 or so. They got 68. Maneuvers like this had been the downfall of McCain-Feingold in previous years. But that was before McCain ran for president on his Straight Talk Express, before the Democrats took control of the Senate, and before the Enron bankruptcy embarrassed lawmakers who'd taken that corporation's well-distributed contributions. Earlier today, Senator Feingold savored the moment.
The opposition has plainly made our task more difficult, but it also now makes our victory more satisfying.
Opponents lost the upper hand gradually. They'd been unable to block McCain-Feingold when it first passed the Senate a year ago. Then House Republican leaders tried to bottle up their chamber's version of the bill and failed. In recent days, there'd been threats of obstruction on the Senate floor, but today the political muscle wasn't there. That doesn't mean the critics feel any better about the bill. The opposition leader, Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, said its ban on unlimited soft money contributions will cripple the national party committees. Those committees raised almost $500 million from corporations, unions, and the wealthy in the 2000 campaign. Texas Senator Phil Graham said the measure tramples on the First Amendment. He brandished a dark red pocket edition of the Constitution.
When did God decree that freedom of the speech existed only if you own a newspaper or a television station or if you're a commentator? What about simple people who work for a living?
And Republican Don Nichols of Oklahoma said another core provision would drive small groups out of politics. That provision limits the money that interest groups can use for campaign season advertising.
Some groups are going to have a hard time doing it, and they're going to have to file, and they're going to have to go through all these legalities. We're infringing or abridging free speech, in my opinion.
A Republican supporting the bill, Tennessee's Fred Thompson, rejected those arguments. He said Congress has a duty to regulate the campaign system.
If we, as a body, cannot take a look at what our system is and how it's working and not working and legislate in that area, I don't know what area we can properly regulate in. So I have no problem with us stepping up to the plate as we did in 1974 and saying we're going to place some limitations on contributions.
Conservatives aren't the only ones unhappy with McCain-Feingold. Some liberal groups have fought against it because it actually raises the limits for one category of political finance, so-called hard money, the smaller contributions that parties and candidates raise. But Minnesota Democrat Paul Wellstone, one of the most liberal members of the Senate, said the success of McCain-Feingold should whet the public appetite for more reform. So for today, backers of the bill at hand were happy to have won one at last. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.